morning. I want to welcome everyone to Glenshaw Valley Presbyterian Church and thank you for coming out on this beautiful day to worship God as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Some announcements to go over. Some in the bulletins, some are not. Remind you that Carol Kane will have the children's sermon next Sunday, and that's always a very exciting time. Let you know there will be a memorial service in the sanctuary this Saturday at 11 o'clock for an Anderson family, has relations from our church from way back. So I will be doing that for three people. I want to thank all the Vacation Bible School workers. It was a wonderful program, and we will list everyone in the valley next one that comes out. But any teachers or helpers here this morning, if you would just stand. I got one that can't stand. Just a wonderful program. It kind of got started out weird with the hornet's nest. A couple of kids got stung, but I took it down about 10 o'clock that Monday night. It was kind of hidden in a spot you didn't really see it. But next year I'm going to walk around several days before, make sure that never happens again. I want to thank everyone who came out yesterday for the church work day. If you noticed, bushes have been trimmed, mulch has been put down, weeds have been pulled and raked out and thrown away. The sign out front was cleaned. Someone came inside and started cleaning the sanctuary. So just a lot get done. And we're going to list your name in the valleys also, and someone who came down the day before. And if you've been down and done any weeding we didn't know about, let us know. But anyone from yesterday or Friday or any time has come down and weeded or done anything like that, would you please stand?
If we can stand.
If we can stand. It was beginning to look really bad out, but it looks so nice now. We still got a little bit to do, so anybody got some time? There's a spot over here. There's still some mulch out, I think, and you can come and pull some weeds. And if you're like me, sometimes don't know the difference between a weed and a flower. If you pull it, hey, you pull it. Don't worry about it. I'm just glad that you came down. At this time, if you'll take your red pad, sign it, pass it down with the name, address, that type of information, we would appreciate it. And just remind you that we do have nursery care every Sunday next door. And then when you go in the building, it's the first door on the left. We have a crying room. If anyone's coughing or a kid's crying or whatever, you can go, and there's a speaker in that room with a nice table and chairs. The missional process team will meet this Wednesday, July 22nd at 7 p.m. I hope all those persons can come out. And you can read about the rental updates. Shop for a Cause is August 29th, and you can see B.J. Morrison for that. So that's always an exciting time and a help for our church. And Food Bank, you can read about that or talk to Kathy Segi or one of the deacons, what items are needed. And still, as always, should be a sign-up sheet to sign up to be a scripture reader. So we love having that done and participating in the service. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Our opening hymn of praise in your red hymn books, 276, Christ is made the sure foundation. let our worship continue with the prayer of confession, as you find printed within your bulletin. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for breaking down the walls that divide us. We are grateful that we have been reconciled through the cross. Forgive us when we say we have no hope in this world. Forgive us when we fail to live at the foot of the cross. Help us to be reconciled to our families. Teach us how can we can love others that are different. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us take a moment as we bow our heads and close our eyes for your personal silent prayer of confession. Friends, believe in the good news of the gospel, for in Christ we are forgiven. With a sense of unity, recite our traditional Apostles' Creed. And because several people have asked me this recently, I just want to go over this again. When we say Catholic Church, we're not talking about the Roman Catholic Church, we're talking about Church Universal. Thank you. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth,
and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord,
who was conceived by the Holy Ghost,
born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church,
let's take a moment and greet one another. If you're not sure of someone's name, ask them. This is a little different, so I want to let you know. The anthem, because the choir is off for the summer, even though they've come some and sang for us. It's going to be a melody of the songs, Peace in the Valley, As Well With My Soul. And then I will put the words up for Let There Be Peace on Earth. And we'll see, you can stay seated and we'll sing. If you happen to know the words to the other songs and you want to sing along, please feel free to do so. Responsive reading in the back of your red hymnals, Unity on 666. I mean 664. Whoops. Well, 664 does take our peace and unity away. 664, Unity. As a prisoner for the Lord, then, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received.
Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love.
Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace.
There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called.
One Lord, one faith, one baptism. If you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from His love, if any fellowship with the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion,
then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose.
Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves. This time I call the elder on the door to come forth with the prayer and praise requests.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We have a prayer request for Elizabeth Osborne. Please pray for Liz. She's in the Navy and far from family and friends and is going through a difficult time. This is from Arlie. Please pray for the Ryan family, Allie's pap. Prayers for the Ryan family for comfort. Allie's pap passed away. This is from Patty Hall. Please pray for Paul Kosherhook. He's not feeling well. From Tom and Mabe. Kathy Seggy's asking for prayers for Christine Gill. Her sarcoidosis is progressing and is currently affecting her ankles and cannot walk. Also, she needs to leave her apartment and looking for a new one. Prayers for health and faith that she gets stronger. Kathy's also asking prayers for Wayne Ruby, prayers for family or for failing health, that he knows the power of faith, prayer, and friendship. Kathy's asking for prayers for the Hodes family. My cousin Donna passed away on Monday evening of a massive heart attack. Prayers their family finds comfort in the midst of their loss. She's asking for prayers for Tina. I always mess this up. Cognate. Having severe health issues and will be requiring more surgery. Also having personal issues. Prayers her medical condition can be stabilized, personal issues be resolved. Mary Slover is asking for prayers for Ed Worrell for cancer of liver and kidney failure treatment. Andy is asking for prayers for Suzanne Connor for her father having bypass surgery on leg this week. Cliff is asking for prayers for Maureen Fedchick and family. Agnes, her grandmother, passed away this week. Prayer for her and her family. A praise prayer request from Carol Kane. My praise is the opportunity to do the children's sermons. I love connecting with the children, engaging them, listening to them, and relating the message to their lives. It is fun and easy to do children's messages, and I will continue to do them. My prayer is that it would be healthy for the children to hear from other people with different points of view as well. Every one of you out there has something you could share with these kids. It is easy to do, and what you receive in doing it is way more than you give. There are lots of sources for ideas, and I would be happy to help you. So don't make me beg. Take a leap of faith and go to her and volunteer. You will make her day and you will contribute to the growth of our precious children. I also have another praise request in here. Praise request from Cliff Huff. Thanks to everyone who came down for church work day yesterday, the outside looks 1,000% better. And I actually am asking for prayers for my daughter Cassidy. She's flying back from Germany Thursday evening, so prayers for safe travels. I don't know how many of you have heard on the news, but they've had problems in Newark, New Jersey with lasers being shined in the eyes of the flights, the people flying the planes, and she's flying into Newark, so prayers for a safe trip back. Thank you.
A lot of prayer and praise requests today. I want us to remember the Chattanooga shootings, all the families that have been affected by that. It's just horrible. And lift them up. Let you know, Paul Ruby, I talked to Bev last night, they're hoping he'll come home at least by Wednesday. He was able to walk up eight steps at Vincentian Regency for the rehab from his hip surgery. And keep all the people in the prayer concerns in our bulletin and the Valley newsletter when you go home. And I'll lead you into the Lord's Prayer after the prayer. Let us bow. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. Help us to rejoice and be glad within it, regardless of the circumstances of our lives, whether we're up or kind of in the middle, or maybe we're real down right now. Remind us that you are always with us. You never leave us. You never forsake us. You care for us. Your Son Jesus gave his life that we might have salvation and life eternal. Help us to join together as the community of faith here at Glenshaw Valley to be strong, to be faithful to the calling that you have given to us through our church, through our work, through our families, in our neighborhoods. Help us to be the men and women, boys and girls that you have called us to be. We lift all these prayer concerns up to you. We know that you hear and listen, that you answer according to your love and your might and your will. Thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for all the wonderful things that you do for us in our lives. And help us find a true sense of peace and unity. And thank you that before you left, you gave your disciples this prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our next hymn is a screen song, Forever.
bow forward of thanksgiving. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the cross of Jesus and what it means to our world, what it means to us, for our families and as individuals, all that you have done and given to us. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, you have blessed us with gifts to use for your church, that the name of Jesus can be spread and heard and believed upon, and people will have eternal salvation. Lord, as pastor, I thank you for every gift that you have given to us, for every gift that is used, everything that these members and visitors do for your glory. Bless them this day, Lord. Thank you for loving us. And we pray in the precious name of Jesus, our Lord, our Savior, and even our friend. Amen.
Sorry about that. Good morning. Today's reading comes from Ephesians 2, verses 11 through 22. Therefore, remember that one time you Gentiles in the flesh, called the uncircumcision by what is called the circumcision, which is made in the flesh by hands. Remember that you were at one time separated from Christ, alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers to the covenants and promise, having no hope without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near in the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who has made us both one and has broken down the dividing wall of hostility by abolishing in his flesh the law of the commandments and ordinances, that he might create in himself one new man in place of the two, so making peace, and might reconcile us both to God in one body through the cross, thereby bringing the hostility to an end. And he came and he preached peace to you who were far off, and peace to those who were near. For through him we both have access in one spirit to the Father. So then you are no longer strangers, sojourners, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure is joined together and grows in a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are built into it for a dwelling place in the of God in the Spirit. Bless the reading.
Thank you, Kathy. The cartoon characters, Lucy and Linus, have a chicken wishbone. We all have grown up doing that, pull on it and make a wish, get the largest size. They're going to pull it and make a wish, and as Lucy explains to Linus how the wishbone works, Linus asks, "Do I have to say my wish out loud for it to come true?" Lucy says, "Of course, if you don't say it out loud, it just won't come true." Then she makes her first wish. She says, "I wish for 4 new sweaters, a new bike, a new pair of skates, a new dress, and $100. Linus goes next. He says, "I wish for a long life for all of my friends. I wish for world peace. I wish for great advancements in medical science." At this, Lucy takes the wishbone. She throws it away. Says, "Linus, that's the trouble with you. You're always spoiling everything." It does spoil things, doesn't it? When our self-centered, materialistic, divided world comes, one comes in the name of Jesus, who was able to forget his own needs and look to the needs of every one of us. Such a man has come, and he came with a divine mission. Did you know that turn of the century, folks were calling this the Christian century? Now writers are calling this the post-Christian century. But they believe that at the final years of this millennium, people would learn to live in unity and harmony together. Regretfully, they were wrong. We've seen the millennium pass, and there was a multitude of people who still hate each other. Just watch the news, you see it every day. Killings and bombings and the hate that is out there. We do live, unfortunately, in a divided world. Nations are divided against one another. We see it in the Middle East, in Northern Ireland, as we see it across Africa. We see it all over the world. All over the world, nations are not only striving against one another, but they're also torn by strife within their own countries. It's a problem as old as humanity itself. I was interested to read somewhere about the origin of the custom of handshaking. In ancient times, men always carried daggers. And when they met a stranger, someone that they did not know or automatically recognized, they would automatically reach for their dagger with their right hand. Then they would kind of walk around each other. Then when they realized that they were not a threat, they would sheath their daggers. Then they would extend their right hands, the hand that would have held the knife. Now this may explain why men are more handshakers than women are in our societies. They didn't carry weapons like the men did. It appears to me that in today's world we're still circling one another with our daggers drawn, still checking each other out. The nations of the world are divided, not ready to shake hands. They are divided, even if it's kind of a pretend thing. They still want to one-up the other, get something over on them. And unfortunately, communities are divided. America's melting pot has never quite realized its potential. We're not a solidary family, but an amalgamation of peoples and traditions and even languages, separating ourselves, even within the cities, our own areas. Will we ever transcend our various ethnic, cultural, and racial boundaries and truly become one people? I don't know. I don't know if that'll ever happen. But we can always hope so and work for it. And if it does happen, it'll be because men and women of faith have worked towards healing and trying to break down those walls which divide us. In 1947, Joe Gordon was in a prime with the Cleveland Indians. That same year, a young black athlete named Larry Doby came to play for Cleveland. Doby was the first black rookie to join an American League team, and Doby was tense and he was nervous when he stepped up first time at bat, and he swung at three pitches and he missed them by about a foot. So he walked slowly back to the dugout, walked past all the other players, held his head down, put his head in his hands, and just sat like that, not wanting to see anyone. Well, Joe Gordon, a power hitter, was the next man up, and he knew this pitcher, and he was usually able to get hits off of him. Well, this time, however, when he swung, he missed the ball three straight times by almost 2 feet. He walked back to the dugout, walked back by all the players, walked up and sat down by Joe Doby, put his head down, put his head in his hands. From that moment on, although no one knew if he did it on purpose, Larry Doby would pick up his glove when they were getting ready to go out into the field and toss him his glove every single time. Doby went on to become one of the strongest hitters in Major League history. I don't know anything about Joe Gordon's religious commitment. I like to think that he did what he did because of a relationship with his Lord Jesus Christ. He had his heart touched. But what I do know is that America is still struggling. Hate is still in our land, not with everyone, but enough to hurt America. Still divided, struggling with ethnic, racial, cultural diversity. Communities are divided. Even churches, unfortunately, are divided. We still are fighting battles that should have been over long ago. Battles between literalists and liberals, evangelicals and social activists, traditionalists and moderns. Leadership Magazine cartoon a few months ago pictured a pastor with two obviously very exasperated and angry parishioners that they sat at a table in his office discussing an issue. The caption read like this: "With our current hard feelings," the pastor is saying, "would anyone object while I pray that I keep my eyes open?" Of course, families are divided. Once a young man had all kinds of promise to be a successful actor. But every time he was offered a great part, he would blow it. when the time came for him to sign a contract, he would become upset with the producer, his agent, and the way they handle the negotiations. Or he would blow up about some insignificant detail. Eventually, the whole opportunity would fizzle. It was obvious that he was sabotaging his own career. So a therapist was brought in to speak with him. And the therapist told him, imagine that you're in your hometown. There's a theater there in the marquee, and your name is high up in the lights. At that point, this young man jumped up out of his chair. His face was red with anger and hatred. He said, no, they don't deserve it. They don't deserve to see me as a success. The therapist realized at that point the reason he was sabotaging himself, because he had such hate towards his mother and towards his father. Something so terrible had happened somewhere in his growing up that he wanted to fail in order to punish them. Nations are divided, communities are divided, churches are divided, families are even divided. Into such a world came our Lord Jesus Christ. And why did he come? Paul tells us from the lesson for the day. He came to tear down walls. St. Paul wrote, "For he is our peace, who made us both one and has broken down the walls of hostility that are dividing us." And I ask you, is there a dividing wall of hostility in your life? How about in your family? How about in your community with your neighbors? How about a dividing wall just within your heart? You know, Jesus saw the walls of his day and he wanted to tear them down. Walls between Jews and Samaritans, walls between the super righteous and the sinners, walls between fallen humanity and his Father, and Jesus gave his life to tear down that wall. There comes a time when someone must take a walk of compassion. Someone must scale that wall of hostility. Someone must go out on a limb of love, and we all need to do it. And Jesus has already done it for us. There's no more graphic illustration of that truth than when the event occurred the moment that Jesus died upon the cross. What does St. Luke tell us happened when Christ breathed his last breath? We usually talk about this on Maundy, Thursday, Good Friday. It says, "It was now about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour, while the sunlight fell and the curtain of the temple was torn in two." It's very significant because for the Jews, God lived in the Holy of Holies behind this curtain, and the high priest could only go in once a year to offer for the sins of the people. But when Christ died, it tore that wall, literally tore in two. And that opened up for Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit to come and indwell us, to live within us. All the old commandments are really gone, and the commandment of love takes precedence over everything else. That curtain that separated the believer from the Holy of Holies, torn in two. The final wall separating humanity from the Heavenly Father was abolished. And that is what the cross of Jesus Christ is all about. That is what our faith is all about. Jesus tears down walls, especially the walls we build around our own hearts. Justin's sweetheart put it like this. Some people are like medieval castles. The high walls keep them safe from being hurt. They protect themselves emotionally by permitting no real exchange of feelings or love towards anyone. No one can enter. They are secure from attack. However, inspection of the occupant finds him or her lonely, rallying around in his or her own castle by themselves, alone. The castle dweller is a self-made prisoner. He or she needs to be loved by someone, we all do. But the walls are so high and so thick that it's difficult to reach anyone who has put themselves in that position. Perhaps you yourself know this morning what it is like to live behind such walls. The good news that Christ has come to destroy all the walls that separate us from one another and from God, no matter what those walls might be. So I say this morning, the scriptures say, God says, Jesus says to you, open up your hearts. Take a chance, even of being hurt. It's hard. I know it's hard. Let love in. And if you've not already let Christ in this morning. Fully, totally, 100%. Not just a little piece, but all the way. Let the walls that divide you from Christ, let the walls that divide you from other persons, let those walls be torn down. Let them come tumbling down, never to be rebuilt again. May God bless you. Amen. Our closing hymn, 281, The Bond of Love.
Break those walls down and go in the name of the Father.